Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One very important aspect of our lives as Muslimin is that we should at all times have in our heart sympathy for the unfortunate. So in this regard, we find in the hadith regarding Ramadan, it is mentioned that it is a month of sympathy, especially for the poor and the destitute. Sympathy should be of a practical nature. When 10 things are placed before us for iftar, at least 2 or 4 of them should be set aside for the poor and needy. In fact, they should be treated preferentially. If not, then at least equally. They should certainly be remembered. In showing sympathy for the poor, in all other matters, the Sahaba were living examples, as in this. It is our duty to follow, or at least try to follow them. In the matter of sacrifice and sympathy, only the courageous can emulate the Sahaba. There are numerous instances, and if they are cited, it will leave one totally astonished. The very famous incident of the Battle of Yarmouk, that one Sahabi by the name of Abu Jaham says, I went in search for my cousins, taking water in a bag to give to drink and also to wash the wounds. Abu Jaham says, I thought if he was found alive or he was wounded, I would take care of him. He says, I found him lying among the wounded and I asked him if he wanted some water. He indicated yes. At that moment, someone near him moaned. My cousin pointed to that person, indicating I should first quench the thirst of the neighbor. I went to him and found that he too needed water. But just as I was about to give him water, a third person groaned near him. And the second one pointed to the third one, meaning that I should give him the water to drink first. That is the third person. When I went to him, he had just passed away before he could drink. So I came to the second person to find he also had passed away. And when I came to my cousin, I found that he too had become a martyr and a shaheed. So this is the kind of sympathetic character our forefathers, that is specifically the Sahaba, had. They prefer to die while thirsty rather than to drink before a strange Muslim brother. May Allah be pleased with them and grant us the ability to follow in their footsteps. And must remember that the lives of the Sahaba were specifically given to us by Allah Ta'ala to follow as an example. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء للذين لا يؤمنون. In today's verses, quite a few of them covered our starting of our journey in life with our father Sayyidina Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he was back there in Jannah, and at that time how he was enjoying all the blessings of Jannah. You can't get it better than that. Jannah is the final and the most perfect point of every and any kind of enjoyment. But we know also the story behind that, that Shaitan was jealous, and Shaitan, because of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was actually kicked out. And since then, Shaitan had vowed to lead Adam alayhi salam and his children astray. And that is the mission of Shaitan till today. One thing we must keep in mind, 2 or 3 things about Shaitan. One, Shaitan don't rest. Shaitan is 24/7. Shaitan doesn't have a, like, you know, 7 o'clock to 5 o'clock or 8 to 5 schedule and then he go and sleep and he rest and tomorrow he'll come back. No. Shaitan is 24/7. And Shaitan, he works tirelessly. And he does not give up to such an extent that till the last breath of a person, if Shaitan can make a move on him and try and lead him astray, he's going to try and score points. And like the politicians, what they say. They say every vote is important. So for Shaitan, every single person who he can take to Jahannam is very important. Shaitan also, you must remember, he does not work alone. He got his teams on the ground all the time. The Shaitani teams are made up of human beings as well as of Shayateen, that is of Jinnat. So they are operating all the time, everywhere, wherever they can lead people astray. So there's no one who can say, you know, I am okay, Shaitan won't get me. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects certain people from Shaitan. We'll come to that part just now. So I'll just take one ayat today with regard to this episode of Shaitan. Allah ta'ala warns us, you know, he said, Inna Shaitana lakum adu mubin. Shaitan is your open enemy. He's not anybody's friend. He is a sweet operator. He's a silent, smooth operator. But he is nobody's friend. But he opposes in different ways. He will come in a very, you know, friendly way also if he has to. He'll come in the form of a buzrug also if he has to. He'll do whatever he has to, but as long as he can trap and take as many with him to Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adama, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytanu kama akhraja abawaykum minal jannah. That, oh Bani Adam, people, watch out. Don't let shaytan lead you into fitna. That means don't let him deceive you as he had done with your forefathers, that is your parents, Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. He took them out of Jannah. And what was his operation there? He came there and he worked on them and he said to them that that tree that Allah Ta'ala don't want you to eat from, not a major story. That Allah don't want you to eat because Allah Ta'ala says, you know, you're going to eat from that tree, then you're going to live forever. Utakuna min al-khalidin. You're going to live forever and ever. So he just stopped you from that. Now, don't you want to enjoy these things forever? Do you want to leave Jannah? Don't you want to enjoy these blessings forever and ever? So he tried to lure them with something better. And he gave them all kinds of promises. And he told them funny kinds of things. Now, who don't want to lose a thing like Jannah? So, kevama avigya, all you say in Gujarati, you know. He got caught. They came in his words and he got caught. And this is what we must watch out. Man by nature is such, he can have the best of everything. But if he's offered something better, look at our cell phone stories, man. Got a latest A whatever, or what is it, S something, yeah? Something whatever, yeah. It's the state of the art. If somebody comes and says, hey, I got this, that is the last thing. And a few months down the line, the fellow said, "Bye, you want to buy my S something, my A something, because you know what, there's something else out of Z something, I suppose." So man is like that. He just can't be satisfied with what he got. I'm just giving one example of the phone. We can use 101 different examples. And Shaitan knows that. So he says, you forever and ever, you know, in Jannah, things will only get better for you if you eat from that tree. So that's the first thing. And they went and they ate from that tree. And unfortunately, that was the start of their problem there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَنْزِعُنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سُعَاتِهِمَا. So this caused them, once they ate from the tree, to lose their Jannat clothes, their Jannat garments. See, the Jannat garments were something very special. And the minute they ate from something that was haram, that tree was haram for them. Haram, because Allah said, don't come near this tree. So the minute they ate from that, the first thing happened is that they lost their covering of modesty. So from here what we learn is that we must always stay away from haram. And the more a person indulges in haram, the more he is in so much proportion going to indulge and get exposed to nudity, to immorality, to all this, you know, filth and all this evil and shameless stuff. That is what's going to happen to him. So that is why if you look at the lives of those who Allah has saved us from, alhamdulillah, must protect us. But you look at their lives. They are whining, swining, and dining, right? All the time, these things they are eating. And you look at their lives, how immoral, how shameless, how filthy, how they can't be cared, how they talk, how they act, how they intermingle, how they do whatever else they are supposed to be doing. All that is in proportion to them consuming haram. So we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, watch out. Shaitan made them eat, and in Jannah, this is what happened. Not that Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam started doing anything haram, no. But Allah ta'ala says here, their garments of Jannah of modesty, so atihima, it went away from them. So that's what Allah is giving us a lesson here. Obviously, they made tawbah. Then the third thing about shaitan is, and this is the biggest problem, innahu yarakum huwa wa qabiluhu min haythu la tarawun. He is watching you from where you can watch him. So you know, you have all these CCTV cameras nowadays. You walk in the place, you don't even know the security fellows are watching you. You do anything wrong, they come and they pick you up. So like that, he's got all his security care. Huwa wa qabiluhu, his tribe. Allah says, you've got a tribe that is operating with him. It's not a lone operator. And they are watching you, min haythu la tarawnahum, from where you can't see them. That is the one problem. So can you imagine now having an enemy who is lying in wait for you? You can't see him, but he can see you. He has already got an advantage over you. The other thing is one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, shaitan, he actually penetrates a person and he moves in the blood vessels of a person like his blood. Inna shaitana yajri majrad dam. The way the blood operates, where the blood runs, that is how shaitan goes and he works from there, and that's how he works. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what he is. So he is that kind of an enemy. And he says that إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ قَبِيلُ مِنْ ثُلَاثِ تَرَوْنَهُمْ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Third, fourth thing Allah says, verily we have made shaitan, the shayateen, not one. So see again, not one shaitan operating. Shayateen. Allah Ta'ala tells us in قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ that I seek refuge with you from who? من الجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ من الشيطان, from amongst men and from amongst jinnat. That means there are lots of them in different forms and they are working. So Allah doesn't say إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ, Allah says إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَا, the friends of those people who don't have iman. So if a person has no iman, then the shayateen got full and total control of him. And they don't leave him. They don't say, okay, this fellow is now ours. No, no, they keep him steadfast on shaytaniyat. And they keep him busy. They don't say, okay, yes, this guy is ours. No, no, they keep him and then they make him do da'wah. How we find we do da'wah in good, these shayateen, if they are human shayateen, they will then take forward the cause. They will invite people towards evil. They will promote evil. They will market evil. They will bring about all different kinds of evil in different forms. And shaitan says, okay, that guys are doing our job on this side, so that's taken care of. So that's not a problem. So that's how they work. But in proportion to the level of our iman, I mentioned earlier, we'll say, in proportion to the level of our iman, that is the amount of control shaitan has got over us. So the higher our imani level, the stronger our imani level, the more we are protected from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one ayat of the Quran, he says that innahu innama sultanuhu innahu laysa lahu sultanun ala alladhina amanu, that shaitan, he got no control, no authority, no power over the people who have got iman. So the stronger our iman, the more connected we are to Allah, the more alert we are, and then shaitan will say, okay, this fellow here is a bit on another level, I have to watch out for him. And Allah will keep us protected, and shaitan also will be alert for us, like how we will be alert for him. He will also be alert of us that this fellow is a strong fellow, his iman is very strong, because Allah Ta'ala has made it, I don't have authority over him. So in this way we find that we must continuously be alert. That's why Allah Ta'ala taught us so many ayat in the Quran. You know, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس is what? قل أعوذ برب الناس, the last surah in the Quran, is to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. And elsewhere in the Quran also we find the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also they taught us that before you sit down to eat, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before you enter the toilet, read A'udhu billah min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. All these du'as, to such an extent when a person is having intimate relations with his wife, even there is a du'a to read specifically from for protection from shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.